This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talon Rail and Chevy.
Tony, it's kickoff. Another attack on the globe.
From the Infowars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
You know, I'm really glad to see Breitbart consistently scooping Infowars.com. And by the way, that's not satire. I have a lot of great reporters, investigative journalists, but we don't have enough. And so for days, we've had the Colin Powell emails from the hackers, obviously. And just pouring through them, I was personally looking at the Bohemian Grove emails yesterday, and I said, give it to Watson, but he's overwhelmed. He's been working 7 days a week, 18 hours a day. Or I said, one of you guys can write on it. And then, boom, I woke up this morning, and there it was, Breitbart. Bohemian Grove wants to stop Donald Trump. The establishment Republicans, just one more delicious cherry telling me how good Donald Trump is on top of things. If that group of effete, and I'm not saying everyone that goes there is bad. Obviously, a lot of people are guests. I mean, folks like Clint Eastwood, you know, goes. It's beautiful. It's nice. You can use it year-round if you're a member. It's the stuff that goes on in July that's weird. But if you just sit there and look at Bohemian Grove alone, and they're totally freaking out over Donald Trump saying they're going to vote for Hillary Clinton. And they quote, Trump will be a disaster. Well, that's because there's special interests that have hijacked this country. Whether you call it Trilateral Commission, CFR, Bilderberg Group, Bohemian Grove, it's all the same players that run those groups that are basically running our country and running Europe into the ground and starting all these wars and playing both sides and being totally amoral. And then they've got a huge hard-on for Americana, and because it threatens them, even though they've hijacked it and become basically kings of the world, they stole it, so they want to destroy it, even though it gives them their power. And that's the globalist fundamental sin. The head of the IMF came out yesterday. Legrand, or whatever that stupid lady's name is that I've had to look at for years, that said the French have to work 7 days a week and all the rest is garbage, and that people should pay more taxes. She came out and said globalism needs to distribute more wealth or its promise will be lost. Globalism was set up to screw everyone over. It's a eugenics-based planetary program. But yes, college students and people that get inducted into it get told we're going to save the world. It's going to be like Starfleet with the Captain Kirk flying around saving everybody. Legrand slams globalization, warns of a groundswell of discontent when they're the ones that are engineering the discontent, and we even have their stinking emails with George Soros and her planning all this stuff. I mean, it's incredible. You people are scum. And you think you're better than everybody, and you want to destroy prosperity because you don't want to compete with anybody? Go to hell. People are through. They're done. So I've got masses of news, and Tim Kennedy's coming on today. This kind of dropped my lap last week. You know, friends with Tim and, you know, Shane, and Tim for a couple of years started using Super Male Vitality off and on. Then he went and got checked to make sure he was allowed to with the anti-doping agency. And they came and tested him 4 times in 1 day. And they said, no, this is, you know, these herbs, you're allowed to take them. He says it's really helped him. But that's not why he's coming on to plug Super Male Vitality today. But this all kind of happened by accident. He's coming on to tell you about the next big fight, which has still not been confirmed anywhere. It'll be confirmed here. coming up when Tim Kennedy is in studio with us. Sometime in the third hour, because he's literally only working out twice today at fight camp down the street. He's going to come over here. So stay with us.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Great news! Alex Jones' latest podcasts are now available free on your phone. Just dial 701-719-9960. Save it to your contacts. The Alex Jones Podcast by phone updates automatically and is a free service. Super easy and includes audio controls. Press 4 to rewind and 6 to fast forward. 20 seconds per tap. The Alex Jones Podcast by phone. Call now. 701-719-9960. That's 701-719-9960.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We have got a very full plate today, obviously. We are now... How many days is it until the great election? 53 days of edge of your seat craziness. We have Tim Kennedy, the Army sniper, Green Beret, patriot, friend of the show, coming on to announce the new big national fight that's been so heavily anticipated for several years. And so he wants to announce it here. We're honored to have him announce it here. He's also one of the hosts and one of the investigators on Hunting Hitler. Long bio, obviously, for Tim Kennedy. He's going to be popping in. And then we have Anthony Cumia, who, of course, hosts his own program and it was basically kicked off XM and his former show for being a Trump supporter. He's going to be hosting the fourth hour today from, is it from New York or Florida? I know he lives both places. So that's coming up today. When I particularly have big stacks of news, it tends to almost make me calm down. It's like I'm sitting down for Thanksgiving supper or something. There's just so much to cover. It's almost daunting. We're going to do our best here to cover it all. Here's the first thing I want to say today. Just in retrospect, we are seeing the fall of the establishment right now. We are seeing their arrogance, their hubris, cave in on them. And even if they pull false flags and are able to steal the election, they will basically only make it that much worse for themselves. The problem is studying them, watching them, looking at the psychology, the criminology, and talking to a lot of other experts. They concur with my view, or I could say we share the view, and the belief and the understanding, unfortunately, that they're not going to turn loose of power without almost any level of crisis you can imagine. And so it really is up to the military and this, quote, security services and others to decide whether you want to lose the prosperity and have America completely collapse so that George Soros and a few other weirdo globalists who think they're messiahs can piss on you and your family. Because I'm not even going to talk to you like you're moral. I know some are, some aren't. But this is end of the line for America. And that's why you're seeing all these amazing things happen. That's why you're seeing all these documents come out exposing the Clintons and the Democrats and the globalists and the Republican Party. Because anybody on this planet that bleeds red blood and cares about their children knows that true evil is nesting and growing and incubating in Washington, D.C., in New York, in places like Los Angeles, with these totally disconnected globalists who hijacked America, took over the planet with America's ingenuity and brawn and courage and guts. And are so threatened by the spirit of America, though, that they want to finally basically bring the republic to heel. These are very, very destructive, very, very degenerate people. They don't like honor. They don't like wealth. They don't like real power. They don't like real confidence. They run from it like vampires run from the crack of dawn. And America is finding its spirit again, and other countries are finding its spirit as well, because we're identifying the global corporate combines that are establishing this planetary government. And once those are identified, and once you know that the French socialists, almost all of them, have been caught with Swiss bank accounts, as they raise the middle class taxes to 101%, and you go, well, that's crazy. That'll destroy everybody. That's the plan. They are robbing you. They're leaving you with nothing. They are absolutely full of criminal energy. And if you want to know what the country's going to look like, it's France. Totally invaded with groups that hate Western culture because the globalists hate Western culture. Because it's antithetical to what they're going to build. We now have more Guccifer 2.0 documents coming out. Obama sold off public offices to donors. You know, it's funny how the globalists built this giant NSA panopticonic surveillance grid, and then they thought they would control it. They didn't know that people that are at the telecoms, you name it, know how to just jack right into it themselves and take anything they want. You people built glass houses for everybody, and then you're the ones committing the crimes. Not a very smart move, Dumbo. What do you think the agencies find out when they snoop around Alex Jones? Somebody dedicated 18 hours a day fighting hard, taking on tyrants, being infiltrated, being attacked mercilessly, and never stopping. That's honorable. We get admired. People break into your emails, they find a bunch of scum selling us out, who hate their own children, who are basically devil worshipers. People don't want to be ruled and run by you. And of course, you know that. You are spiritually very, very twisted, witch-like creatures. So as I plunge into the news here, all of you that have signed up with the New World Order, all of you that are going along with this globalist system are insane. Because you're fooling yourselves, you're lying to yourselves that you're a winner because you signed up with the devil. Lemon on CNN, who is one of the most sycophantic pro-Clinton people I've ever seen, even laughed when Hillary came out and said, I've been the most transparent candidate in presidential election history. Just like the outgoing State Department spokesman started laughing and freaking out and having a breakdown and said, can you tell it's my last day at work? And the guy's laughing like it's funny, but you can tell he's actually totally freaked out and realizes that he has betrayed his name, his family, his children, and everybody, and has signed on to a bunch of wicked, horrible, evil people. I mean, Hillary Clinton, folks, they don't have animals. They don't give people tips. They don't have gardens. They don't go out to the beach. Remember how weird Bill Clinton would look, you know, at the beach like a zombie, even before he got sick? Because these are demons, ladies and gentlemen. These aren't normal people. And they don't let the Secret Service look them in the face. If you're a maid in the White House and you look at Hillary, you're fired the next day. These are entitled, bloated, weak, rotting, sick filth. And Hillary calls me dark-hearted, because the truth is, my heart's the opposite of that. And she knows I see her very, very clearly. But it's not the Russians that are hacking the majority of the emails. The Russians tell you when they've done it, like the UN emails where they were hiding the decline in temperature and setting up global carbon taxes. Thank God Russia did that. But I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it's people inside the DNC and it's people inside federal agencies, just like Snowden. That's where almost all this is coming from. It's coming directly from the government agencies that the New World Order set up to totally game the economy and take over society. Because make no mistake, the NSA is not first and foremost about spying on people and their basic little political activities. It's about spying on whole movements, understanding trends so you can get ahead of them. Future predictive programming. And you know what's happened? They've run the permutations with these systems and found that the current course that the Obamas and the Clintons and the Bushes and that group has us on basically it ends in World War III. And so everyone that isn't on a suicide mission, like Hillary Clinton, to destroy the planet, sits there and goes, well, yeah, okay, we can basically predict the future now. We have the systems, we have the technology, and it tells us that we are really evil, and we are the bad guys. Wow, the NSA discovered that America is run by the New World Order and that we're the bad guys. But we can be resurrected like the Phoenix, like Christ. We can be reborn politically and as a nation the minute we admit that and repent of it and start locking these globalists up. And I mean, go in there and grab George Soros and haul his ass in front of a, you know, jury. And after you put this guy's life on, you know, and it's not some personal thing, too, to sit here and say, we need to lock up George Soros. It needs to be said. I don't particularly want to take on this guy. He's a mass murdering criminal that's destabilized more than 40 countries and brags about it. He is a demon incarnate. But I must take the field politically against him and just say that political means must lead to justice. And it's time for these people to be brought down. I was watching the news this morning. Fox News is as bad as CNN now, saying that Homeland Security is very concerned. And they're sure the Russians are breaking into the computers and the Russians are going to steal it for Trump. Of course, because even in fake polls, Trump is 6 points ahead in USA Today polls and LA Times polls and CNN polls. He's 6 points ahead. I told you, folks, He was 10, 15 points ahead in real polls months ago. He had a landslide of support after the RNC. It was a total royal flush victory. So they came out and put out fake polls with fake samples, so people started thinking, well, Trump's really losing, so he wouldn't gain momentum. It's all a mind game, but that mind game fell in.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Right now at DeseretFoodStore.com, get a free one-year supply of food. That's right, a free one-year supply of storable foods. Deseret Food Store has a 30-year shelf life, is GMO-free, has no MSG, and is the highest quality of food on the planet. For the next 20 callers, buy a full year supply of food and get one free. That's right, buy one and get one free. Call 801-444-1444. Again, that's 801-444-1444.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What I want to do, I want to open the phones up today throughout the entire broadcast for first-time callers or folks that haven't called in a year or so, and really try to actually go to your phone calls. But it's going to be on topic. Hillary's collapse, the collapse of the system, the collapse of confidence in the globalist system? Will they stage a false flag? This is a huge topic area. How are they going to try to spin this? I mean, you can see their spin machine is in full gear, but people are conscious now more and more. They see through it. Like mainstream news for the first 2 days would only show her when she first wobbles a little bit and says, oh, she just stumbled. What's the big deal? Deceiving their viewers on CNN, MSNBC, ABC, you name it, not showing her totally fall over and be drugged into the vehicle, clearly having a seizure. She's having a seizure. Doctors that see the video say it's a seizure. We've all been in the grocery store or at the hike and bike trail or at church and somebody falls out and has a seizure. We've all been in school. I remember in first grade, this cute girl that was always at the front row, wasn't even Sarah, I think, got up, walked over to the pencil sharpener, started having a seizure, her head went in circles, and she fell over. And the teacher knew that that was in her medical record, that she had epilepsy. I mean, okay, we've all had to deal with this. It could happen to any of us. The point is, they're lying about it constantly, and it's getting worse. The Secret Service doesn't know what's causing it, they told us a month ago. They don't know, because it's all so secretive. And it's getting worse, and they're going to have to make an announcement. And now you see those preparations, and the Democrats are just hoping they can push this through. But Hillary is the leader of the Democrats with Bill. They really are globalist puppets, but they know where all the bodies are buried. They're kind of like free agents. And so she's refusing to step down. And yes, folks, that's the word from our sources, that they've already told Hillary, we need to do something now, we need to punt now, and Hillary is not doing it. So we have this total facade moment where it just blows over. It's like a billboard that looks like a house, but a big wind comes by and it blows over, and you go, oh, that was a billboard. It was an optical illusion. That's already happened. What do they do? What are they going to pull next? Look, if they'll cut a video and deceive their viewers and say nothing really happened, they'll do anything. They've lied so many times, they don't care anymore. And just like North Koreans compete with each other to see who can grovel more to the dear leader, these sycophantic TV hosts do it. But more and more people like Dr. Drew won't do it. And Sanjay Gupta, to his credit, says these aren't medical records she just released. She's clearly got serious medical problems. There's a cover-up going on. I guess he'll be fired next. What, are you going to fire everybody because they tell the truth? Where's Rachel Maddow? Where is Anderson Cooper? Where are all these people now that just a week ago were attacking me by name and saying that I was a liar and that I had just made up health problems that didn't exist? She was in the hospital for a year in 2012 and 13, off and on. No one is the creator of the conspiracy theory. Her health history and her looking so ill and her dodging all those subpoenas and her doddering around and clearly declining, that's where the story came from. Yes, Matt Drudge was the first to ask the question. Is she sick? Because you could see her in testimony. She looked like a truck had run her over. Hillary Clinton looks pretty good, looks healthy. I wouldn't call her an attractive woman, but energy, spunky, pre-2012. She's running around overthrowing innocent countries, murdering people, making jokes about it, you know, good old witch criminal. And then the hand of doom keeps up, you know, with her actions, and she runs into that brick wall, and boom, she's not as arrogant anymore, and Matt Drudge starts putting up the picture saying, is Hillary sick? And the media goes, oh, how ridiculous, is Hillary sick? Then she disappears for a year. Drudge keeps saying, where's Hillary? And they're like, oh, that kook over there that, you know, is asking where Hillary is. I mean, anyone could look at her and say she looks like a cancer patient, because that's the word. And now when we come back, here's the big story. Hacked emails. We've got them. Breitbart's got them. It's up on Infowars.com. Of Colin Powell, former Secretary of State, talking to the former Defense Secretary of Canada. And he's in there talking about all sorts of stuff, about how sick she is. But then if you go past that, the latest emails are the Bohemian Grove, the big Republican shindig, the establishment Republican, the leftist Republican shindig. And I mean, when I say leftist, I mean, Nixon had the name for it. And that's fine. You know, consenting adults can do whatever they want. But it's basically, at least a few weeks out of the year, a big gay orgy. Believe me, I've been there. They were chasing me around, whistling at me. I know. It sounds crazy. A lot of new viewers and listeners don't know that. It's pretty famous. the TV shows, History Channel, Discovery Channel about it. But that's a whole other separate issue. We're going to come back and cover all this straight ahead because it's very, very important that this is more proof the establishment absolutely hates Donald J. Trump. I mean, this is beautiful.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
So here's the bottom line, and then I'm plunging into the news and then your phone calls. I'll give the number out here in a moment. The special interests are so entitled, like social justice warriors, but on a massive scale, that they really think the presidency and the Congress and the country belongs to them. They really think they're big inventive geniuses to sell our jobs off to China and set up trade deals where we can't compete. And then, well, they've got a deal with the Chinese general they've had going for 30 years and make $1 billion and then Buffy can go to the best schools and boy, aren't we Ivy League geniuses? No, you're called traitors. You're called pieces of trash. And let's be clear, it isn't like you sold out to some superior empire that was going to come and make things better. You want to make things worse in your cosmology of eugenics because that's how you manage us. The truth is, we're coming down fast, but we're miles above you. And your attempt to dominate the human spirit is your greatest crime. And you have failed. The cracks in your defense system are irrevocable. The gravity pull of liberty will now crush you. The question is, how long is it going to take until you surrender? Now, I want to be clear. I'm not pushing some utopia here. The globalists push a utopia, which is actually a dystopic nightmare if you really look at it and study their own plans. A utopia for them, they say, sounds like a nightmare, but a true dystopic system for us. So these special interests think you belong to them, and they've projected a spirit of sleep, a spirit of delusion, a spirit of pettiness. They've created the most empty, ugly culture they can, and it's declassified. They did it on purpose. Working with the big foundations, working with Hollywood, to kill the beauty in your soul. And you can say we've been in a desert period, very arid, very dry, very hot, not a lot of life, but here comes the rain. Here she comes again. I love the rain. I love the rain. And you watch the life come back to the desert and that bloom. There's nothing more beautiful than a desert spring. When the floods come and wash away the detritus. There won't be a utopia on the other side of that, but it's damn close compared to the New World Order system. And we have a lot to repair. Humanity is damaged. In fact, we're far, far from completing this war. But I can tell you, the tide has turned. So make no mistake how bad things get in the future. What matters is this species on the other side is going to make it through it with God's help, with your prayers and your action. So I want to open the phones up for callers. Specifically on the wide, huge thoroughfare of this election, the state of the world. I think they're going to pull some false flags. I think they're going to pull an assassination attempt on Hillary. I'm telling you, I just feel it. Wow. But I don't even have anxiety anymore because I felt it building the last few years. You all felt it. Now there's not even more anxiety because we're in the battle. It's like, it's on. We're here. And it's a spirit of liberty versus a spirit of oppression, spirit of tyranny. And a lot of people think they're Christians, but they can't really be in the presence of real freedom, to be in the presence of real liberty, to be in the presence of God, because it's too big, it's too deep, it's too wide, it's too complex, it's too frightening to them, because I guess their timid souls just can't handle the truth. They're not designed, some of these people, to drink from these waters. And so they'll never know. And I personally sit there and try to understand the like mystery of Calvinistic thinking, and I don't particularly think that that thought of Calvinism is complete or absolutely correct, whereas you're predestined but also have free will. But these people have a will to hurt innocents and a will to try to make people poor and a will to try to pull things down. They're demonic. And again, I have hundreds of stories, incredible news, but I just get back to the bedrock foundation here that the globalists really are horrible, evil, wicked, despicable, jealous, envious creatures that really do just want to overthrow creation. I mean, look at how they attack the sacred union of man and woman. That deepest, oldest of bonds that took us and our ancestors through all of the incredible tribulations this species has faced. The bonds that were forged, the oaths that were sworn. And we see the globalists destroying our families, destroying our children, attacking such a noble species as ours, trying to make us ignoble so that these creatures can feel better about themselves. Because when they look at us, when these psychopaths look at us, they feel low. Because they are low. All right, let me get to some of these news stories. There's a lot of them here. But I tell you, I look at Hillary Clinton, and I look at an arrogant, power-tripping servant of darkness, chosen by spiders far more wicked than her, to command the forces of evil. Don't you think the globalists would want to find someone better spoken, better looking, more honorable to lead their system? But they can't find people who are honorable to do it. They will not do it. They cannot do it. And so we have crones like Madeleine Albright visited upon us. Zero honor in her body. Saved from the Nazis by the Serbs. Lived there until she was a teenager. And then ran to the United States like George Soros with stolen Jewish loot. Loot that her father stole from Jews. Think about this. Think of these people. We have Madeleine Albright, who is just like George Soros. She has been caught with $10 million paintings in her house stolen from Jews that were killed. She's a Jew. She gets on TV and says 500,000 dead Iraqis are a good price to pay, really being herself, Iraqi children. Can we cue that up? Well, I think you reminded me of it. You put it up on screen. I mean, just imagine. You, like, broker all these Jews trying to get out for the Nazis, double-cross them, kill them, get their family jewels, their real family jewels are sent off to be killed. You get all the loot, and then you run to Serbia, and they save you. And then you come and run bombing campaigns against them to bring Muslims in. It's like, oh, here, let me save you, Madeline. Oh, thank you. Ah. I mean, it's like, and you say, doesn't make sense. Why attack the people that save you? That's because it's evil. It's like even sicker and more fun to screw over the people that saved you. See how that works? And so you start getting into their mindset. You go, oh, my God, these people are literal spawn of hell. Hillary Clinton, born into this country with this incredible rich past and all of our swashbuckling and everything and our inventions. And I mean, the whole world, from the Japanese to the Russians to the French to people in African countries, you know, come and see America and say, these people are incredible. They don't put up with crap. You know, people stand up. People are involved. People kill each other in the streets. Whatever, doesn't matter. We're real. And then she gets all this power being brought up in this system, and then she hates it. She hates the very environment that gave her all this power. It's like the devil created the most beautiful, powerful, second only to God. But then Lucifer looks at God and says, but you're everything. I could never even be you, so I want to go make my own thing. I want to go. But you can't even make anything, Lucifer. So you have to go hijack something else God made. And God sits back and says, okay, you go ahead and try to break my creation that's made in my image. And that's why Lucifer doesn't like us, folks, because we're made, and you can see it all, what we build, what we do, in the image of the entity that created everything. And we're just larva right now, ladies and gentlemen. We're being tested. We're being prepared. We're in boot camp right now. These people think they're winners. They went and sold out to the beast system. They sold out to the New World Order. They think they're getting ahead because they're part of that. You just failed. Big, fat F minus. A big, fat zero. It's amazing. The eyes not seen, the ears not heard, what God's got in store for us. Can you imagine the other side, the next level? This level's pretty amazing right here, I got to tell you. But I just love God. And no matter what happens to me, I know it's all part of God's plan. And I have total faith in God. Total faith. And, you know, when I was like 2 or 3 years old, I would get so sad thinking about starving children around the world. And I wasn't even watching shows about that. I could just feel the suffering when I was a little child. And I just prayed to God that someday, somehow, we could try to take more suffering out of the world. And I thought growing up, everybody was like me. I thought everybody wanted to help others. But see, when people have been infected by this globalist system, they're not even conscious anymore. They're like running a satanic program in their brain. And all they want to do is hurt people. We have Albright clip. Here is Madeleine Albright talking about 500,000 children dying with sanctions. It's a good price to pay. Here it is.
We have heard that 500,000 children have died. I mean, that's more children than died in Hiroshima. And you know, is the price worth it?
I think this is a very hard choice, but the price, we think the price is worth it.
Now, you have to understand, and then she goes on from there, her stability quote in the Gulf. That was back when even the corrupt, twisted media was still a little bit more honest because they, you know, at least pretended they weren't deceptive to themselves. Nowadays, they just wouldn't even show that clip. And the media thinks it's like winning because it goes along with this when it's destroying itself. I have another clip. This is Congressman Chaffetz, who I like more and more. With the FBI yesterday, we already played a clip of this yesterday, but I wanted to play this particular clip where he says to the FBI agent that's in there testifying and won't give Congress the field reports, the 302s, and the longer clip explains, listen, we make the laws. This is Congress. So we're not doing a FOIA request for the Judicial Committee, sir. You're going to give it. In fact, here's your subpoena right now. And this is so good. This is Congress waking back up. Now, if you think it's bad to have the FBI under the orders of Loretta Lynch and others, well, that's who's running the FBI right now. If you think that's bad, what about Obama saying he gets the authority to attack countries from NATO, not Congress? And the congressman go, I don't think I'm even hearing this, what I'm hearing right now. Are you joking? And you see, that's why England, who's been a big warmongering group and done a lot of bad things, finally did the right thing a few years ago and said, we're not attacking Syria. They finally, and that's what they say, you know, is the big joke at the end of the day, is that even though England's brutal and has a lot of serious problems, a little bit soft heart at the end, which is good. You got a soft heart for a reason. You don't turn into Hillary Clinton. Have a big rock for a heart and project onto me that I have a dark heart. But they said, really, they're going to exterminate and de-Christianize Syria? That's what this thing is. This is Saudi Arabia. It's already tried it 3 different times. It's killing every Christian they can. Obama won't let them out of the country. It's 0.4% Christians they let out when the population was 20%. They're not letting Christians out. It's a death trap. And then Obama gave a speech a year ago or so that told me everything I needed to know. I thought we got to find the clip plate again. He relishes. He goes, listen. I mean, I can't do a good Obama impression, but listen, you know, we just can't only let Christians in. We got to be fair and let, you know, Muslims in, you know, from this region who've been hurt. They don't let Shiites in. Less than 1%, even though Shiites are 20% or more in Syria. They're 20% worldwide. I think it's like 30-something percent in Syria. They don't let but maybe 1% of them in, and it's 0.4. Look it up, Christians. They don't let them out. They're killing them. And, of course, the MI6 went in there. And they actually briefed them. They said, this is the U.S. plan. This is what's going on. We're conducting a genocide, just like the Armenian genocide that the Turks conducted. And the House of Commons said, we're not going to be part of that. See, it's gotten so evil now that they march in and say, the operation to de-Christianize Syria is ongoing, Commander. We only need the funding for the next flotilla, and the attack fleets are ready. They're like, we're killing all the Christians? Yes, as part of the organized program launched by Lord Soros. I mean, this is what's going on behind the scenes. They're like, well, certainly you agree to the plan. We've launched it against Russia as well. Our programs are going well in the schools here. The nation is almost 100% anti-Christian now. And they're sitting back in their chairs going, they're kind of, whoa, we actually are doing it. We're falling. We're killing our countries. We're killing the engine of our strength. Why? Because a hunchback George Soros wants to. That's why. Yeah, only 56 of the 10,000 Syrian refugees led into the U.S. are Christian. Do the math. It's 0.4% last time I did it. Not a change. Of 10,801, 56 are Christian. That's half of 1%. So now they say 0.5. I guess after the human cry, I'm going to skip this break. Though it's not good to skip that music. This is the epic moment we have reached. People say to me, they either say, oh, you're a horrible opportunist, you're this evil person, oh, lying about the loving government and the media, or they say, oh, you have so much courage, you're so wonderful. We have a pack of vampires trying to take over, and I've got courage that I'm fighting them? If a big, mean guy busted through that door and was attacking people, I couldn't keep myself from going over and fighting them. And it's not because I've got courage. It's not because I'm a tough guy. It's default. And maybe there's something wrong with me then, because I just can't imagine running. But for a public that's never, I guess, gone through any rites of passage, I could see how people think running is the way to get away from things, but it's not. Because if somebody was coming to get me, they're going to keep coming. I need to face them down. Now, maybe if it's not the best time or I could think things out, I'd slip away. But confronted with it head on, it's a switch gets flipped. And we need to flip that switch right now. And sometimes I'll have family come to town or whatever. They'll go, man, that's getting pretty rough on you, huh? I saw front page of the paper the last 3 days attacking you. And yeah, and I saw on TV there. How are you holding up under it? I'm like, frickin' popping champagne bottles if you want to get down to brass tacks. I mean, figuratively, I haven't had any champagne in a while. I don't really like champagne, but to have traitors attacking you and me and Trump and everybody else, man, that is a great honor. So the toll-free number to join us on false flags, what is Hillary going to pull? You agree the facade is collapsing. What do you think about the next 53 days till this epic election? Super epic, I mean, gargantuan, historical, unprecedented. This will be a day long remembered. I mean, I don't know how you highlight this as the big one. Most important election, I think, in U.S. history. Everything on the table. The globalists admitting they're all in. World government in peril. They're hitting the panic alert buttons. And notice as we get more bold, good men and women in government can be more bold now. People always say, oh, and I want to explain something fundamental. I'm not kissing the butt of the government. I'm a constitutionalist. I want a very small constitutional government. I'm supporting and praising good people in government that are sending good signals, doing good things, putting their neck out there. That means those individuals. And quite frankly, we can get mad at TSA agents all day, and boy, have I. But as I mature more and more, I just go, you know, it is the bad folks in Congress. And it is the people that set these policies up and left our borders wide open. That's where this started. So why should I just sit here and attack the actual TSA people? Because that's just a cop-out. It's easy to attack the little TSA person. I need to attack myself for letting this happen. I need to actually go after people that did it. And so, quite frankly, I didn't turn to the side of the police. I was never against the police. I was angry at seeing unconstitutional stuff happening and knowing the corruption of the police was happening by the globalists and the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center brainwashing them with anti-American, Soviet-level, anti-free speech garbage. And now the police, even the FBI, doesn't get their info from the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL now. Most police departments will begrudgingly take the award politically, but it's a laughing stock, and no one believes it. So the police, on average, did the right thing. They're for the Republic, so that's good. And, of course, George Soros wants his people to go shoot him in the back of the head. You know, that's what's going on here, folks. A war for the country. We can reform the police later. But you're not going to reform them running around saying shoot them in the back of the head. You're going to turn them into a paramilitary force that the globalists think they can then capture and use against the patriots. No. No, no, no. If George Soros wants you to hate the police, you shouldn't hate them. Try going up and talking to them, being nice to them, finding out what's going on. That's how we have humanity. That's how we change this. That's how we turn this around. That's how we defeat the New World Order. My greatest work is with you that have magnified our information and helped us with the information, is that we really have painted a very clear picture of what's going on. And as things get revealed, people go, wow, it really is a clear picture. Alex really knew. Well, of course, I do this 15 hours a day. I interview all the top experts. I live this. And for whatever reason, genetically, in my whole family line on both sides, this is what arises every time there's a political need. We might go generations before there's a big crisis, but every time there is, my ancestors right back at the start have done things, some of them bigger than what I've done. And you have that as well, but you have to activate the genetics you have to understand you already have the battle plans. You already know how to counter the enemy. You already have everything you need. Your ancestors already overcame things, in many cases, much worse than we face. All right, I'm going to play this Chaffetz clip because it's very important, and it's government, the real government, the Congress that holds the purse strings. Not supposed to be co-equal. Now they say the presidency's all powerful, or the UN. See, they're devolving the power in the wrong direction. It's Congress. Congress. At first, it's the states. Got about 51% of the power. Then of the 49%, I'd say 20% of that is supposed to really be going to Congress. That's what the founders said. It's how it works. And then it's the courts and then the president. The president executes. He's an executive. He executes what the board tells him to do. Presidents don't run companies. That's ass backwards. The shareholders. We're the shareholders. We're the stakeholders. We're the Americans. We hold it. We do. We're about to get a CEO, a president that wants to do that, get ready to kick ass. He knows he's got the team that's still unstoppable, but they tried to teach it's a wimp and sit there and hunch over like it's a nobody. Truth is, 1776 is about to go supernova. Let's go to this clip.
This is the House Governmental Oversight Committee, chaired by Congressman Jason Chaffetz, is furious that the FBI has released selected portions of its file about Mrs. Clinton. Mm-hmm. At the same time the FBI was being interrogated by Congressman Chaffetz, his opposite member in the Senate, Senator Grassley, the chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, was making a speech about the same thing.
Okay,
the
so both sides are upset quickly. Go ahead.
How did the FBI decide what to keep secret and what to release, and how can they do that
Congress.
To the Congress?
Will the FBI provide to Congress the full file with no redactions of personal identifiable information?
I cannot make that commitment sitting here today.
Then I'm going to issue a subpoena, and I'm going to do it right now. So let's go. I've signed this subpoena. We want all the 302s, and we would like the full file. You can accept service on behalf of the FBI?
Certainly.
You are hereby served.
You know what I like about Chaffetz? His hand is shaking there. And that's okay, because the FBI is dangerous. And let's FBI basically runs a show in this country. And they're run by criminals now, and he's standing up against these criminals. He's got big huevos.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't